Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and though I sound like a man today, I do apologize. I'm on the back end of a rather nasty little cold, and thank you to Kimberly Grasso for mailing me immunity answer, and all of you who sent me your suggestions. Trust me, I've been trying all of them. So anyway, I have obviously all these Pisces planets rolling through my first house. So I've had a lot of fluid in my body the last week or so. Took a couple days off and slept, as one should with Pisces rolling through your first house. And now I wouldn't say I'm on the road to recovery, but I'm not as sick as I was. So hopefully I can make it through the show without too much coughing in your ear. Because what we do here on the Weekly Weather is we try and give you an update into what's going to happen in the week ahead. And this is going to be for the week of March 3rd, March 4th, 2013. And it is, it's definitely a lot of water up there. We are having flood emotions, processing, feelings, deeply feeling, lots and lots of energy. And what, you know, when there's this much water, I mean, I studied for a while, I mean, I still study for actually weather, with Wendy Ashley, who's a mythic astrologer up in Maine, and she would always say, there's the elder astrologers would go, there's too much water above, too much water above. And all my fire and air friends are all going, what is going on? I want to cry. I'm like, I know, there's just too much water. Now you know what we water girls feel like all the time, except this water girl's been sleeping because she can't even get out of bed. And drinking lots of teas, I have to say. And I had my first hot toddy. I had never had a hot toddy until last week. I went to see Jesus in India with my friend Lorraine. This kind of weird play over on the west side. You know, you support your local artists and all, but I have to say it was kind of an odd play. That said, we went to see it. And then, of course, you know, Lorraine and I eat. We, you know, she's the pig I went on the trip with. You know, I went on the two trips. Traveled with the two pigs a couple weeks ago to Maine to see Wendy. Ashley, she was one of them, and she's an amazing cook, Lorraine's a fabulous cook, and she knows, like, every good restaurant in New York, so she's always like, let's go try this place. I'm like, okay, cool, because I'm like one of those people, like, when I go to a restaurant and I really like the food, I go there every week. I'm happy you told me good food, I'm going to keep going there. I don't need to try new places, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but with Lorraine, wherever you go, the food is good. So we went out, and I'm, you know, this cold was starting to come in, and we were sitting there eating, and she's like, you know, maybe you want a hot toddy. I'm like, a hot toddy? You know, I think they're supposed to be good when you're sick. She goes, yeah, they're really good when you're sick. So she orders the waiter over and says, she'll have a hot toddy. So I had my first hot toddy. Well, I have to tell you, hot toddies are really good. They're lemon, they're honey, they're whiskey, and they're hot water. It's like a dream drink. So today when I went out for brunch, my one event out of my house all week, for about 2 hours until I collapsed and came home and went to bed, I had a second hot toddy, and I want to just say this is probably not a drink I should know about because it's so good. And you feel so good when you drink it, like the liquor and the warmth and the honey and the lemon. It's fabulous. So at any rate, I'm on the mend, but I do apologize. I canceled 2 days of readings this week, and one woman got a short notice and wrote me a really nasty email, which Rose wouldn't even let me read. You know, she goes, you don't get to read that email. I'm like, okay, really bad? She goes, really bad. So I apologize, you know, for canceling you. I normally don't. I was raised as a child that you go to work, you go to school, you infect everybody else, and the school nurse sends you home, or your boss looks at you and goes, Anne, go home. So this, I'm the boss now. So I looked at me and I said, Anne, go to bed, which is where I spend most of the week. If I staggered, and you know, I also feel like if I'm doing cold drugs, I might not give you a good reading, you know, because they're going to interfere. I mean, my brain just doesn't work when I'm this sick. So it actually was for a good reason I canceled you. Oh, people that, well, was only one that got really nasty, but everybody else was not very kind and nice about it. And I do apologize, but I didn't anticipate this much water taking me out, but it certainly did. So it's done stuff in your life, too. The Pope resigned, the asteroid fell to Earth, and this last week was very big because the Sun came to trine Saturn and sextile Pluto. At the weekend, Thursday, Friday, and a lot of people were having aha moments. I mean, I get a lot of emails from people following up on readings, or, you know, in the case of a couple readings, like Michelle called and she, you know, broken up with her boyfriend and had made a decision about where she wanted to live. And, you know, a lot of people are making big decisions, you know. So sometimes people update me during a reading. Sometimes they email me that they've made a decision or they've come to a big turning point. Everybody's really at this seeing things moment because the sun, of course, illuminates. It's our biggest guy out there. And when he aspects Saturn and Pluto, the planets of evolution that are currently talking in the sky, he says to them, okay, I see what I have to do now. So if you saw this week what you have to do next week, the week we have coming up, this week of March 4th, Venus is going to come to sextile Pluto and trine Saturn. All these Pisces planets, as they're going through, are forming very supportive, helpful, evolutionary aspects with the two planets that are asking us to evolve. And, of course, they're also squaring Jupiter and Gemini in the sky. Now, we've seen some lower forms of this, too. We saw, you know, this morning we woke up to a couple had died on the way to the hospital and their baby was born. You know, certainly a fated event happened around 12:30 last night. You know, you're born into life. Of course, kids got a Scorpio rising on a finger of God. Your parents die in a car crash on the way to deliver you. At the same time, you know, the community said, we're going to step forward and raise the child. There's a lot of communities stepping forward and saying we're going to help because Jupiter is in the sign of Gemini, saying we need to make the changes here. And Gemini, of course, offers an opportunity, and there's often doubles. Right. So whenever we see Gemini, we see doubles. So our job with Gemini is to know we are offered a choice here. And the goal is to evolve up, not down, up, not down. Now, we have, in addition to the Venus coming to aspect Saturn and Pluto this week, we also have the second of three perfections of the sextile of Saturn and Pluto. Now, we know they've been traveling in the finger of God since December 4th. Right. But they formed, whenever there's a big thing that the universe wants us to figure out, the planets give us time to do it. Okay. Usually 9-10 months, usually like the equivalent of a human birth. So in this case, Saturn and Pluto sextiled each other on December 26th, right at the day after Christmas, which is why I did not travel home that day. It was a huge snowstorm, if memory serves me correctly. I was snug as a bug in my sister's house in Florida. And usually I come home on the 26th. I went, oh, no, we're not doing that. I'm not traveling on Saturn, Pluto, sextile. The second one is this week on March 8th, okay? On March 8th, which is Friday. You know, the second sextile is this Friday. And now, of course, Saturn has gone retrograde and Pluto is direct. And they're sextiling each other at 11 and 11:31, I believe it is. 11:31. They're actually sextiling each other. Of course, my events report isn't going to behave itself here. They're sextiling each other at 11:15, 11 degrees and 15 minutes of Scorpio. Then the third and final sextile, when the story is over, the story you're making decisions about right now, that will be September 21st, and that will be at 8:59, Scorpio, Capricorn. Okay, so we're at 9, 11, and 8. Now, remember, that's how old we are. When these planets are at these early numbers, it's triggering all our planets at those ages, and it's waking up the story that was going on in our life when we were 8, 9, and 11, okay, for us to get conscious about. Because remember, those stories when we're little are big deals because we're only 8 years old. We don't really know how to handle it, or we handle it the way an 8-year-old would handle it. But now we're a 50-year-old or a 58-year-old or a 42-year-old, and we're back at age 8, and we're going, wow. So Michelle is an example. When I was talking to her when she broke up with a boyfriend, she said, you know, it reminded me of this guy when she was younger, you know, and it helped her heal that early story and heal what she wants in relationships going forward, you know, and what she's looking for. Right. So Saturn Pluto is the structures we want to build. The sextile, the Saturn's the structures, and it's in Scorpio's sign, psychological, the psychological wounds that prevent us from doing things. And Pluto, of course, is in Capricorn's sign, saying, well, if you're psychologically prevented from building the structure that you want in your life, well, that's not a good thing. We got to fix that. So that's what Saturn and Pluto are trying to do right now, by giving you the experience over and over and over again until you get it through your pointy head that you've grown up and you can handle this in a different way, or you're going to look at it in a different way. Maybe that's a better way to say it, rather than getting it in your pointy head. That kind of sounds a little aggressive, Darian. It's cold meds, people. It's cold meds. That's what this is all about. Cold medicine making your brain not work. All right, so now the key is, we also, an interesting class, you know, I always kind of pay attention to what I'm doing. I've got an advanced class on Thursdays. They've been promoted to advanced. They were like, when are we going to be bigger? They're officially getting bigger. They're really pretty good. They're really pretty good astrologers. So we were going through advanced astrologers. We were going through what they, what all they needed to do to be eligible to take the level 2 exam for the NCGR certification. And I was like, Deccans. And they were like, yeah, we don't really feel so solid on Deccans. So we spent a little bit of the class on Thursday on Deccans. Now, what Deccans are, so I made sure to kind of reinforce Deccans all week because it was like, okay, Deccans are up. What Deccans are is we divide each sign into its feeling, okay? So in the case of the sky right now, the sun, Chiron, Neptune and Pisces, Neptune and Venus are all in the Pisces decans, meaning they're in the first 10 degrees of Pisces. So they're Pisces. Then Mercury right now is at 18. He's between 10 and 20. He's in the Cancer decant of Pisces. So, you know, Mercury's in Cancer. It's at 18 degrees. I've been in bed all day. Opposite my sun, of course, and my sun in Virgo. Mars moved on Thursday into the Scorpio decant, 20 to 30, of Pisces. So now Mars, who is, of course, in charge of a lot of stuff in the heavens, he's in charge of the Saturn, he's in charge of the Pluto, he's in charge of the Uranus, the fire planets, he's in charge of that north node in Scorpio. So he's now in Scorpio's decant of Pisces, so he's really intense. So what did we wake up to on the weekend? Over the weekend, there was that kid in, I don't know if you guys woke up to it, but it was big here in New York, the kid who cut his mother up into parts and kind of scattered her in garbage bags, very scorpionic, cut her head off, took a picture of himself with his cell phone. We're not talking rocket scientists here. One of my friends wrote and goes, can you imagine being in prison with this guy and having to sleep with him? I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, like, who wants to go to sleep with a guy that cuts his mother up with a 2-foot chainsaw from Black & Decker? You're not going to get a lot of good night's sleep. Very good point. I hadn't thought of that. But Mars in Scorpio's decant for the next bunch of days until he gets out of Scorpio, which is on the 12th of March. So for the next, it started on Thursday, but for the next 12, until the 12th of March, Mars is in Scorpio's decant. So if you thought it was intense up until now, it's just getting a whole heck of a lot more intense. Because Mars in Scorpio's decant is saying we are going in and we are roto-rootering and we are cleaning it out. And, of course, there was the sinkhole in Florida where the guy sleeping in his bed, Pisces, falls into a 100-foot deep sinkhole. That opens up in his bedroom at night while he's sleeping, or in the afternoon while he's sleeping. I don't really know when the sinkhole happened. But that's he's in this hole in the underworld. That's very Mars and Pisces and Scorpio kind of thing, you know? You're a nice little nap, and then that's it. You're done. So Mars, we're all going to be having sinkholes. Think of it as emotional sinkholes in our life. We're also going to be in the mood to maybe take a chainsaw to somebody. One of my Libran students was sitting in class going, I was sitting in the board meeting the other day and thinking I could, like, shoot you, you know, like, blow up everybody. And the whole class kind of looked at her and went, wow, you know, because she's normally this very pacifistic, nice person. But she was like, yeah, I was having some serious fantasies, you know, maybe arrows, maybe machine guns. And it was like, it's Mars and Scorpio. So the next 12 days, people are going to be crazy. One of the students was telling a story about her mother and playing, you know, road rage games with some strange guy whose kid had an asthma attack and they were supposedly bringing him to the hospital. But The guy actually pulled off and followed her because he was so pissed off at her, and the cops, so she called the cops, and the cops like, lady, look, don't go playing with people right now. People are crazy. And she was like, oh, okay. So we were like, yeah, you better tell your mother, next 12 days, no playing with people. It says Mars is in Aries, okay? Mars is in Scorpio second. He is a really mean little guy when he's in Pisces Scorpio, all right? So we have 12 days. But he also wants us to do psychological work. He wants to take us into the sinkholes in our own chart, in our own life, and he wants us to go into them. It really is helpful when you see these stories in the world and you resonate with them on some level, like the guy holding his mother's head up, you know, Jupiter, in, you know, Algol, just the beheading of the mother. He's holding her up like, you know, Perseus, except instead of using Athena's shield and sword, he was using a chainsaw from Black and Decker. You can't make this stuff up. So there's a part of us that wants to decapitate our childhood or where we came from, you know. And on a cosmic level, you may not actually want to kill your mother, but on some level, you're releasing, just killing off Scorpio, Saturn, the structures that you were raised with. You're releasing the psychological issues. And so hold the energy when you watch these stories unfold and just watch in your own life. You know, one of the reasons we study astrology and one of the reasons all of our friends come to us and go, what is going on? Why is there all this craziness? Is for us to be able to say to them, well, I know you don't believe in astrology, but let me tell you what's going on. There's like every planet in the world is water and everybody's friggin' crazy right now. Highly emotional, bursting into tears as they walk down the street, taking to their beds and sleeping. And I really do feel for you fire and air people because you are really having trouble with this. The earth and water kids are hanging out. They're a little overwhelmed, but they're not like crying in their soup. But all the air people, man, they just do not know what to do with this much water. And the fire people really just, they have no energy. Mars goes into Aries on the 12th, but right now he's in that Scorpio decan for 12 days. Very important. Shifted Thursday, you're going to feel it get more and more intense as he goes through that piece. So Venus this week comes to set off the Saturn and the Pluto. Mars comes to set, stimulate it on a deep psychological level. Lots and lots and lots going on this week. Remember, Mercury was the Pope quitting. Mars was the asteroid happening. Last week was, and apparently Queen Elizabeth is ill. She's been in the hospital. She got some kind of stomach bug. So Sun, Saturn, authorities leaving, the Pope actually stepped down. I thought it would be a death, but, you know, we can always take the Pope stepping down, 598-year tradition changing. And the leader of the church in England, I believe, resigned, too. As part of this, they accelerated his resignation. So our job this week is Venus, the goddess of love. Now, Venus is in Pisces decan, and she's pretty happy there, okay? So she's happy girl, but she is going to talk to Saturn and Pluto, and then she's going to go into the Cancer decan when she does that, because they're in the Cancer decan. They're in the 10, the 11 to 20. So when she gets to the week, at the middle of the week, she's going to stimulate those folks. So your job is to know she's going to shift energies from being about the goddess of love into the goddess of deep emotional commitment to the family. So this week with Venus aspecting these, we can see a lot of families, emotional stuff, relationships culminating, people making relationship decisions. Okay, so the Sun joins with Mercury on the 4th of March, and it goes from 14 Pisces to 19 Pisces. So the Sun is in the Cancer decant of Pisces. So we're going to be feeling a lot of family energy, a lot of Cancer Pisces stories. The Sun does have an aspect to the nodes of fate on the 16th, asking us to choose direction because the Sun's going to trine the North Node. And it also has a number of aspects to the health planets. That means I'm still going to be sick this week. Aspects of Astraea and Hygieia, always fun. Does stuff with your home and hearth. Now, when Mercury and the Sun combust, which is what happens on the 4th, we have a new energetic cycle kind of beginning. Now, Mercury, of course, is going retrograde. So he's bringing back to the Sun information that the Sun needs to move forward and to make some decisions after, you know, going forward. So there's like a confab. Think of it that way. There's like a consultation going on between Mercury and the Sun. Also, when Mercury joins the Sun, people don't listen. It's called a combust, and they think they're right. And, of course, everybody's very emotional, so they emotionally think they're right. So you want to kind of watch for that. You can feel you're right. I'm right. You're wrong. You can get a little bossy on this one because Mercury combusts the sun, doesn't always listen, you know, because Mercury's a little guy. And he's hanging out with the sun. And he goes, yeah, my mother says you're mean, you know, or my father says you're mean. You know, he's hanging out with the big guy going, well, you know, he said, you know, that kind of reporting thing. And Mercury parallels the sun on the 8th. So we have a whole week of being righteously thinking we're right, self-righteously thinking we're right. We're going to believe we're correct, or we're going to believe our own story. Now, as Mercury moved into Kazemi, meaning it got close to the sun, you know, when the woman that went a little crazy on my front door and in the emails to me the next day, that I had run off and was out partying, right, instead of homesick. How selfish I was. I'm like, where is that from, you know? Like, I'm out partying. But, of course, that's not what I do. I'm a Virgo. I work. But, obviously, that was her story as a child, that they abandoned her and they left her out and went out partying and nobody came home. So I'm like, oh, okay, so, you know, so she'd given me her chart information. I pulled it, and I looked, and I went, yeah, that's the story. She was abandoned as a kid, and they all left her and went off to party, and she was home alone. So here she was knocking on my front door, you know, and I'm out cold. I'm doing my cold drugs, sound asleep, didn't hear her, but I'm out partying and having a good time. So remember, you're going to be coming at this from your most primal, wounded place, okay? Primal wounds, whatever they were, baby, they're going to be dancing this week. And just when it surfaces and you feel the emotional swell, just look at it, thank the universe for helping you get conscious. Do not necessarily take it out on the person in front of you. I mean, we're going to have a lot of acting out in the culture, but you are an astrologer, so you should know better. Not to say you're not going to take it out. I know. I'm not, you know, you don't have to be held to a higher standard than everybody else. Although people want to. But that Mercury combusts the sun is very, it's very self-righteous, and it really believes it's right, and it doesn't listen well. Okay, so, you know, just be aware. Mercury, of course, is a busy guy. He's going backwards. He's moving from 14 back to 8. And in his journey, he's going to set off Saturn and Pluto again. And when he did last time, he set it off for the Pope quitting. So there'll be something tied to the Pope's leaving that will come back up. And he also sets off Venus, because he joins with her on the 6th of March, which is Wednesday. And he also sets off a lot of wounding, because he hits Mars and Chiron and Juno and Eris. He hits all them on the 5th. So Mercury is in the mood to stir a little fight up, right? And Mercury hits Chiron on the 8th. So when we see all those aspects with Mercury, and most of them are hard aspects or they're easy aspects to difficult planets, we know that what Mercury is wanting us to do is, through the vehicle of irritation and not being happy with what we were told, he's making us make changes. Because a lot of times that's when we actually do it. We go, you know what, I'm really not happy with this. So when you find yourself saying you're not happy, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he recently started a new job because I hate it. I'm like, I know. But, like, it's helping you get clear on what you want to do. No, I really hate it. I'm like, well, I know. But it's helping you get clear on what you want to do. No, Ann, I really hate it. Oh, my God, whatever. You really hate the job. Yes, I do. You know, it's like, you understand that that's the story we're in now is not necessarily happy. Right, but it's clearing, it's releasing, it's ending the cycle. It's the last little bits. So our job is to get really clear about what we're not happy with. In the same way that Pisces is the growing season, has you sit and think, well, I'm going to start planting tomatoes. You know, last year I had so many damn tomatoes. You know, I remember as a kid, my father had this whole feeding the family thing. So we bought a house with like 6 acres of land, and then started planting stuff in the backyard. And then we, the children, servants, slave children, were supposed to go harvest the crap. And, you know, he didn't know what he was doing. He's a doctor, right? Like, this is not a farmer. Let me tell you, someday I'll tell you about his epic battles with raccoons who ate his corn. Man would go crazy over the raccoons. But anyway, zucchini. Those of you who've ever gardened know a zucchini plant makes a hell of a lot of zucchini. And the man went crazy planting zucchini. We had so much zucchini. I mean, like, I have never, we had zucchini at every meal. We had zucchini bread. We had zucchini succotash. We had zucchini, and everybody, none of us had ever eaten zucchini until that year. And he's like, but it's from the garden. We have to eat it. Pisces is an overdoing, okay? So you're going to be reflecting on where you're overdoing too much zucchini in your garden. And then you go, next year, no zucchini at all. Can we have no zucchini plants? Because whatever amount he planted, there was just so much zucchini, we were sick of it for like the next 17 years. Not that long, really. We had zucchini the next year, but I exaggerate this. Pisces, too. But it's understanding that, Piscean energy's got this flow to it, okay, where it can really get carried away with itself. And Mercury, of course, in Pisces, stimulating all the difficult planets, it can really get carried away with itself in difficulty. So be kind to yourself, too. Venus in Pisces, she goes from 8 into 15, so she's shifting from Pisces into Pisces Cancer. And she's going through Pluto and Saturn and Chiron and Athena and Jupiter. So she's a busy girl, too. She's setting off the finger of God and then inviting us all to evolve and change. Remember that finger of God or goddess, depending on your orientation. We don't want to be against the goddess folks. And actually, the Pentacle of Venus has little fingers of God all through it. The premise of it is evolutionary because the planets are different signs, different modes, different energies, and they don't really get each other. They're kind of like, what do you want to do? You want to do what? And you kind of go, oh, okay. And then they go, all right, well, if you want to do that, then I guess we should try. And so they go 1, 2, 3 all together now, live in the moment, because it's all about living in the moment with the finger of God, take action. Mars does not do a lot, but what it does do is difficult. Mars goes, he's at the back end of Pisces. He's a 25, 26. So he has a hard aspect to Uranus. He has a hard aspect to Saturn on the 7th. So he's very crabby, cranky, and he's in Scorpio. So he's a little sneaky, too. Scorpio Pisces can be a little sneaky and a little sleazy, okay? Because it's Scorpio, you know, so he kind of likes the sleazy stuff. So just kind of, you know, not that Scorpios like sleazy stuff, but there's a focus on it, all right, so we can anticipate something. The other thing that happens is the Saturn-Pluto perfects this week on the 8th, on Friday, which means it's building up. And even though we've had this thing since December 4th and we have it through the end of the month, this week's a hot week. Okay, because it perfects this week and it says, okay, how are we evolving? And so you're going to have the answer to that question on Friday the 8th. And then we also have Pallas Athena aspecting the nodes of fate, helping you see things differently than you have before. And we have the health planet changing into the sign Astralis, changing into Aries. Hopefully I will dry up. That's, of course, not till next Sunday, the 10th. Damn, that's a long ways away. All right, cold meds till then. So that's the story. We also have moons this week. We have a couple of big void moon days because, remember, all the planets are in early signs. So when planets are in early signs, we have void moons. So the moon in the 4th is in Sag. Closing aspect is at 10:28 on the morning of Tuesday. So it's void all day Tuesday, the 5th. Till 7 o'clock at night. Then it's in Capricorn Wednesday. Wednesday is the hopping day, okay? Everything happens Wednesday. The perfection happens. The Venus aspecting things happen. Mercury's doing a whole bunch of shit. Moon occults Pluto. Just stay in bed Wednesday. Really just take the day off. Thursday, the moon goes void with a closing aspect of a sextile, so that makes Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Thursday all day easy. Void moon Thursday night through 10 o'clock at night, and then it enters Aquarius. It's in Aquarius on Friday day with a closing aspect of a square to Saturn, which is harsh and hard. And then it goes, it's void all day Saturday the 9th, and then it goes into Pisces the 10th. So that makes Thursday late night, 10 o'clock on, all day Friday, all day Saturday, separating aspect, ending things. Of course, Mars is at the last degrees. We're at the balsamic phase of a new moon. Release, release, release. And then on the 10th, moon goes in, and it has a closing aspect of the new moon. next Monday. And of course, daylight savings time happens. So it's a big week, really big week. Lots of water. Cry, release, sleep, do whatever, do positive Neptune. Can go a little over on the drugs and alcohol, people, so we want to be careful with not using lower form Neptune, higher form Neptune when at all possible. And on that note, I'm going back to bed. Actually, I'm going to go finish my column, and then I'm going to go back to bed. I wish you all a great week. Happy March, the week of March 4th. March 4th! Forward into the day. Forward. You going to get the pun? Yeah, it's not that good, I know. I'm not so good with the cold medicines and the jokes. Have a great week. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.